Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
I don't want to find out about my order, please.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
I was trying to find out about the order I placed.
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
32746.
32746?
That's correct.
And your first and last name?
Scott Smith.
Sean Smith?
Scott.
Like S-H-O-T?
S-C-O-T-T.
Okay, one moment.
Scott.
Okay, so that's Shot, S-H-O-T, and then Smith, S-M-I-T-H?
Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Scott.
Scott, okay, got it. Okay, Scott Smith, hold on just a second. Okay, for security purposes, can you confirm your address, please?
771 Keelan Pike, Lake Mary, Florida. 32746.
Okay, I am not finding an account matching your name. Give me one moment. I can try to look the account up by your phone number, but I'm not finding it by your name.
Well, phone number changed. The phone number I had on is 407-353-3632.
What was the area code?
407-353-3632.
Okay, I don't see any accounts matching that phone number either. What about the first six digits of the card used?
This is a long shot. This is what happened. Last weekend, or Monday, I signed up for this Dyson vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ads that you pull your number off of. And they immediately signed me up for some health thing for $130, which I didn't want or know that I was signing up for. I called back to you guys immediately. And the lady on the phone said that she canceled it. Now we have no more charges. Well, guess what happened last night? Now they want another $90. I'm trying to find out what the hell is going on. How the hell did I get this canceled? They're trying to rob my account. And this is like a total scam. You don't even have my information. I'm sure there's more than that. There's only one Dyson thing going around right now. It's not multiple people selling the same ad. And I don't understand what the problem is. And, it sounds like exactly what I thought it was getting ripped off. And no one can give me any information. You guys don't know anything about the Gadget Pro online? You ever heard of that?
Yes, but I'm trying to find the account. To look it up by.
Is that your Gadget Pro online?
Yes. So that's why I'm trying to look up the account to get into the account to see if it has been canceled.
Well, I still was for the Tyson vacuum. I paid $19.99 for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, I got it online. It's on this past Tuesday. Whatever that day was. We went through, but I ordered it on Monday. Monday would have been the today's the first. Would have been one of the six or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, now I've got another one. So then, that night, I get a charge from, where's it at? Within minutes of signing up for the $5, though I thought I was supposed to be spending, I find out when I talk to the lady, oh no, there's another $14.99 for shipping, which wasn't expressed in the ad. But then I get a charge from,
Yes, understood. I'm still looking at the account. And you said the order was placed on the 21st?
No. This past Monday. The 26th. Whatever, yesterday was the 30th. Saturday. 29th is Friday. 27th is Thursday. No, it's Wednesday. 25th or 6th.
I don't see where a Scott Smith placed an order on that date. Let me look into the account.
Well, it's been out of my account. I know I didn't. I mean, then I got a charge from...
Okay, what is your email address?
I don't know which one I use. I think I just got my name is 7-Eleven. Got my name is, I think it's down, 711 at gmail.com.
So Scott, right? Scott 711 at gmail.com?
No. Scott, my name is, like my name is Slim Shady, Eminem song. Scott, my name is 7-Eleven.
At gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay.
So on Monday at 10:36, it was this past Monday, at 10:36, I was charged $19.99 gadgets to go online. And then it, the next day, and then 5 minutes later, I was charged $128, which was canceled, that had insufficient funds. So I called immediately saying, what the hell is going on? And he told me to slow it down. You don't have to charge me anymore. It's done. Blah, 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 blah. It's okay. So then, today, last night, I get a charge for another $98 from another health thing from the health club today, $89.97. And I'm assuming it's to the same people, because I haven't signed up for anything. And I don't know where this stuff's coming from other than you guys. And now I got to wait for it in my bank. I got to wait for the stupid thing that's pending and wait for it to actually process. And then I got to fight it. And I'm trying to stop it before that happens. I can't afford to go to work this week with this charge. I'm literally going to lose my job so you guys are screwing me over. Unbelievable.
Yes, I do understand. I can try to look it up by the first six digits of the card that was used or that was charged.
I know the first two were 4403. Four 4403 93.
Alrighty, one moment. Okay, I'm still not seeing an account mentioning that name.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I'm still looking, though.
You're really ripping me off. They deleted my whole account, and they're still charging me money. $200 extra. So far. Unbelievable.
I'm still looking into this. One moment.
It shouldn't be that hard. My name, my address, phone number, credit card, and you can't find it anyway. But you charged me.
Give me one second. Okay, we could try the last four digits of the card.
What a joke. Four, six, seven, five.
So that was 4675, correct?
Yep.
Okay, one moment. Do you have an alternate name the account could be under by
no,
any chance?
No, I don't. You guys are pathetic.
Any wife? Significant?
No, it's me. Only me. I'm single male. I'm no wife, kids, anybody but me. And you don't have any record of it, but you charge my account. You have no record of it, and you're pushing my information off to the second companies who now are charging my account, too. And how are they doing it when you don't even have a record of the initial people? I'm really confident I'm going to get my Dyson backing like the next day or two. That's not going to happen either, I guarantee it.
Still looking. So I've searched you by your first and last.
Yeah, no, I know it's certain mine, and you can't find anything with my first, last name, address, phone number, six first letter numbers in my card, last four, and no record of me. But I'm right here staring at my bank account showing your name, the name of your company, and you're telling me you have no record and you're charging me. Well, maybe you're signing up for an account.
Yes, that's correct. Unfortunately, I don't see any type of account matching your name.
then how do these other companies have it from you guys? Have you ever heard of Health Company A?
What was the question again? So I'm sorry.
Have you heard of Health Club Today?
Health Club Today?
Yeah. You sold my information to them. Same with the other one. Where's that? You sold my information to something, Auspicium's Signet Plan Health. You know, you sold it to two other companies. But the original company I bought it from, they don't have any record of me purchasing anything. So that means my vacuum cleaner that I bought won't be here either.
Well, it wasn't that you won the vacuum cleaner. It was that you won contest entries. Huh?
No, I paid $20 for the vacuum.
You paid $20?
Yeah, I paid shipping and handling. $5 plus $14.99 is what I was told.
Okay,
So they sold me my money on that as well, then. If I paid $5 for an entry?
Mm-mm.
I was supposed to get the vacuum in 5 to 7 days, according to what I was told online and when I talked to the lady last week. And now you're telling me I paid for $20 for an entry fee. I got paid, it shows right here, $19.99. What charge is that?
I'm trying to get into the account so that I can see what exactly it was that you were charged for and how much it was.
Well, you can't find my account.
Give me 1 second.
And you guys are blowing up my phone with these things, too. I got probably 20 friggin' Dyson vacuum cleaner fucking ads. I assume because you were connected with Home Depot, you might be legitimate, but obviously I'm way wrong.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry. Okay, so since we did not find any account matching your name within the first six and last four, that means your credit card was not charged.
It was here, charged. I'm looking right at it. You're telling me it's not charged. You're kidding me, right?
No, I didn't say that it wasn't charged at all, but it doesn't look like we have any records of us charging you.
You charged it. It says right here, Gadget Products Online, $19.99.
Okay. I will definitely recommend you contact your financial institution so that they can do a deeper investigation into this charge.
You're a total fraud.
Huh?
You're a total fraud. You charged me $20, now you charged me over $300 for a $5 vacuum. That's unbelievable.
Yes, sir, I do understand your frustration. And my apologies.
You do not. Unbelievable. You're pathetic.
I'm